All right, self-interest. Let me tell you something about self-interest. It is not always bad. It's not. We take showers. Many of us do take showers, baths, whichever way you go about getting cleaned up. I know some people are really, really struggling, and they may not have showers or baths to access, and they may go to a public facility and just wash up at a sink. But we bathe ourselves, we clean ourselves, because it's in our own self-interest to be clean so that we're not carrying around with us offensive body odors. We eat because we get hungry and because our bodies need nourishment. It is in our own best self-interest to eat and to drink. We can go longer without food than we can without water. We need to drink. It is in our own best self-interest to drink. We need sleep. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. All kinds of things can go wrong with the body and eventually our souls if we just keep depriving ourselves of our proper amount of sleep. It's in our best interest to sleep. It really is in our best interest to exercise routinely, regularly. Helps our souls and our bodies. How about when it comes time to choose a mate, be chosen by a mate, however you want to look at it, we try to connect with someone who we find, and you know, at least the way we see the person, physically attractive enough, attractive personality. It's in our own best self-interest to get with someone who we truly believe will be good for us as a partner, a lifelong partner. And hopefully, we're looking at that both ways. We will be good for them as a lifelong partner. Believe it or not, even being good for them is in our own best self-interest and not just their best interest. Because if we can live in, with that partner in such a way as to bring peace and help them experience happiness in life, that can come back to us. Peace and happiness in life. Living with this person who is possibly a lifelong partner. So again, we could go on and on, but as you see, self-interest isn't always bad. As a matter of fact, the scriptures tell us that we should mind the things of others and not just the things of our own, not just the things of ourselves. So being concerned about self-interest isn't necessarily always bad, but sometimes it is bad. When self-interest is taken to the level of self-centeredness, when it has to do with being engrossed with self, then it has become bad. Now, here's where I want you to take a look at your approach to politics and a proper view of your self-interest. I may be coming from an angle that you don't anticipate, but stay with me. I believe that this is something that can be beneficial. Going back to a topic that I brought up a little earlier in Matthew chapter 15, and let's start reading at verse 17. This is something that what Jesus is getting ready to say here, what I'm getting ready to quote him as having said, is part of the follow-through of a conversation that he had with some Pharisees and teachers of the law who criticize the Lord Jesus and his disciples because they had not been washing their hands before eating. This was something that some of the elders of Israel, the elders amongst the Jews, had written into their law that had to be obeyed in order for people to truly be pure and holy and righteous, accepted by the Israelite community. You had to make sure you washed your hands before you ate. Because if you didn't, if you did not wash your hands before you ate, that would make you ceremonially unclean. It would go beyond you just the notion of a person eating food with dirty hands, and as a result, having dirty food made dirty by the dirty hands passing into the body. And as a result, making the person ceremonially, or if you will, spiritually unclean. Ceremonially, spiritually unclean, and therefore unacceptable to the clean people, the so-called holy and righteous Pharisees and other leaders of the Israelites, the Jews, clean in their sight. And those who washed with dirty hands, ate with dirty hands, were spiritually unclean and inferior and could be rejected. So, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 17, the Lord Jesus said, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of the mouth," he begins at verse 18, "come from the heart." The things that come out of the mouth. See, remember now, when he was talking about food, he reminded them that what goes into the mouth then goes to the stomach. And when it's in the stomach, it passes out of the body through the process of elimination. But the things that come out of the mouth, not the things that go into the mouth now, but what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. Spiritually unclean. The Pharisees were falsely claiming that eating food with dirty hands, unwashed hands, made a person spiritually unclean. That was false. But this other stuff, adultery, sexual immorality, malice, hatred, etc., that does make a man spiritually unclean. Now the self-interest part. In the interest of your own best self-interest, are you willing to decontaminate? Let's look at that some more next time.